Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob Bradford writes and talks about the Red Sox for WEEI, also hosts the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. That's on the Odyssey Network. Rob, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. It's great talking with you. And, yeah, a little bit of chaos in our both of our worlds.
Wow. Yeah, let me start by talking about Boston and the fans of the Red Sox. Are they disappointed as a whole?
Yeah, I think that it stings, man. Like, it stings. I wrote this. They should be angry. They should be angry at Devers. They should be angry at the Red Sox. They're still angry about the Mookie Betts thing. You know, that you're basically doing in a far different way. You just traded away another guy in his prime who'd probably be in the Hall of Fame at some point. So, and you didn't get much back. And so that stings for everybody involved, especially factor in that they won five in a row. They're finally sort of right the ship here. But, you know, everybody knew it was two different conversations, right? Yeah, you know, Devers is a really outstanding hitter. Devers is part of the solution when it comes to winning games. But then there was all this chaos and all this controversy and all this stuff behind the scenes that was sort of the cloud that was hanging over it that led to this point right now. So I think everyone understands that. It's a complicated scenario. But that, I think, no matter whether you're mad at the Red Sox, mad at Devers, if you're a Red Sox fan, you're just mad today.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Yeah, Rob, I don't got to tell you, everybody out here is excited because we were like, man, what could this offense use? And all kind of names came, but nobody had Devers. My question to you is, as excited as we are, Buster Posey said they need to have a talk with Ralphie about his position and how they'll use him. Is there any concern from Giant fans that we see the Boston Devers in regard to, you know, something coming up? Or do you think that'll be him just being happy he's out of Boston? Put me where you need me.
Yeah, my guess is that you're going to get the opposite of what you got in Boston in terms of approach toward playing a position and being willing to play a position. And I think that it really, in a nutshell, the Giants just, wow. I mean, you just don't get a player like this. You know, you don't get a player like this in the trade deadline, never mind, you know, in the middle of June. It's kind of crazy. He's an elite hitter. And is he a good fielder? No, he's not that great a fielder. He's not disastrous, but he's not that great a fielder. Now, when it comes to him not playing in the field, it was a soap opera. I mean, you go back to, it really started with their lack of communication that when they were going to sign Bregman, them broaching it with Devers right before spring training, Devers taking offense to it and saying, no, 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 I'm only a third baseman, not understanding that he just can't really say that. And then they were rocking on eggshells, and they said, all right, all you have to do is DH. And then when they need him to play first base, he kind of marks his territory and says, oh, you said I only have to DH. It just became this chaotic thing which, you know, I blame Devers because you should do whatever your team needs. But at the same time, the Red Sox messed up as well. It was, I think David Ortiz said this today. It was just never going to end well. And when it's never going to end well and you have eight more years on the contract, you're probably better off finding a way to part ways.
Yeah, Rob Bradford joining us on 95.7 The Game. He writes and talks about the Red Sox for WEEI. Also hosts the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast on the Odyssey Network. We're talking about the Rafael Devers trade with the San Francisco Giants. The Giants play in a ballpark out here that's not considered a hitter's park. And the stereotype out here is that the Giants have failed to get free agent hitters because the big boy free agents don't want to hit here. How do you think Rafael Devers will fit into this ballpark?
Well, I think it's a genius move by Posey. I think it's a genius move by ownership signing off on, agreeing to give the guy the money or take all the money. Because you're right. You don't want to be in a situation where you are have to vying for a free agency. We've already seen it with the Giants, the roadblocks that they've run into. In this case, you've locked him up. He's already locked up. You traded for him. He wanted to get out. He's probably going to be happy in San Francisco, even with the park. And I'll say this. Is he going to hit as many home runs? Probably not. But that doesn't make a difference. I mean, this guy still is a top 10, maybe top 15 at worst hitter in all of baseball. He's the type of guy where winning teams, where you know you need to get around that guy in the number 2 or number 3 or number 4 spot. You need to get around that. You need to plan for that guy. This guy is that guy. And I think a lot of times those are the hardest guys to find in baseball.
Man, I agree with you, Rob. The Giants are having a special surprising season thus far, and they're in a division with, you know, Ohtani, Betts, Machado, Tatis, and we always kept saying, well, we don't have what they have. When you hear now with this move in regard to the Giant offense, Rob, is there anything that from a Giant standpoint or perspective that you say, you know, the limits are endless in regard to this offense taking a jump?
Yeah, I think the Devers changes a dynamic. It's a good point about bringing up those other teams. You know, I'll say it again. Like this, those teams, the good teams, usually have those guys that you have to get through. And, yeah, the Giants have a couple of them. But, you know, no one like Devers. Devers is next level. And if all you need for evidence is go look at the World Series last year. Feel those games where when you had Ohtani and Freeman and Betts on one side, you had Judge and Stanton and Soto on the other. You knew that no matter what, you had to get through those. And what Devers does is he supplies that image, that presence. And it's just, it really is this, especially considering what they had to give up. I mean, wow. I mean, it's just, it's about as good a June acquisition I think probably baseball has ever seen.
Mm. Rob Bradford joining us on 95.7 The Game. He works for WEEI in Boston. If I were to ask you, you know, I've been reading all the stories today about Devers and the kind of person he is. How would you describe him as a person? Is a malcontent too strong? Is he a little aloof? Does he keep to himself? How would you describe him as a person and someone who's going to fit into a new clubhouse situation?
Now, you know, I wouldn't describe him of any of those things, all especially right. Coming into this year. I mean, he's first of all, up until this year, he was perceived as a really good teammate. Up until this year, he was perceived as a sort of a happy-go-lucky guy. When he signed this deal with the Red Sox, they wanted him to be the face of the franchise. They wanted him to be Xander Bogaerts, that sort of presence. And he just wasn't going to do it. And they found out pretty quickly that he didn't want to be the face of the franchise, which is okay. Now it's two different things, right? You can still be a good teammate, and he will be a good teammate, I think. I think he'll be a good guy to have in the clubhouse. But did he screw up this year? Yeah, absolutely he did. I mean, sometimes you prioritize feeling disrespected over common sense. The disrespect card is such a powerful thing for these guys, especially when he signed a big deal. And that just sort of encompassed him. And so he just became obsessed with they're disrespecting me, where the reality is it's okay. You got your money. Do what's best for the team. I think David Ortiz, again, come back to Ortiz. I think mm-hmm. he said it best. He said, listen, you know, I went through a lot of this. And when you mature a little bit, you look back and you realize you probably didn't do the right thing. That's my guess what will happen at Devers. But in terms of being a good guy, a good teammate, a guy who plays through injuries, like, he's still a good one.
No doubt. And I'm sitting here and I told my partner and the fans, Rob, like, it's not like they got the Red Sox, you all got a haul back. So that makes it just doubly worse that you lose this player and you didn't get a haul. With that said, everything that you've mentioned, I just got a question, Rob, I'm going to ask you. Do you think the front office of the Red Sox regrets or maybe could have done something different, even though Rafi was at fault too for the way he handled it? Do you think revisionist history, maybe we could have did it this way and it could have worked?
Yeah, I think you start with December. I think that's when you know you're going after Bregman, and you know, and you have to start communicating with Devers then, because you know that if you don't get Bregman, you're going to pivot to Nolan Arenado. You know that Devers, you don't want Devers playing third. You have to start talking about it then, and they didn't. And that just comes back to communication. I don't know how he would have taken it, but that's step one. And then step two is when he had his press conference in February saying, no, I'm only going to play third base. Then don't walk on eggshells. You know, basically, instead of just saying, all you're going to have to do is play DH, all you can go at your own speed in spring training. No, don't walk on eggshells. So what I'm saying is that their lack of communication, I think, really, really hurt from the get-go, and it just sort of steamrolled from there. So, yeah, I mean, and then in terms of what they got back, this was the money, right? This finding the ownership group is going to take on the money. That's the biggest thing for them. Now, for the Red Sox point of view, it's going to, well, what are you going to do with that money? That's bigger than Harrison. That's bigger than Hicks. That's bigger than any of these guys.
Yeah, that's true. Rob Bradford joining us on 95.7 The Game, works for WEEI in Boston. There's been some comparisons between this trade and the Luka Doncic trade in the NBA in terms of it didn't feel like the Red Sox had talked to a lot of teams and it kind of came out of nowhere. Is that the sense you get in Boston that, you know, it happened pretty quickly and maybe the Red Sox didn't let it be known to the entire world of baseball that Devers was available?
I think we're...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're gonna. That's a question that we're gonna, I think, have answered a lot more in the coming days.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just piece it together, you look at, you know, who the Giants are and how they fit, checked off a lot of boxes for what the Red Sox were looking for with the trade partner, which is number one, having an ownership group that's willing to pay the $230 million in the entire contract. I think that was maybe the biggest thing. And then second of all, all right, we don't want to trade him to probably an American League team that's going to come back and play us a bunch and hurt us. I mean, I don't know if that was a priority, but it sure doesn't hurt that, you know, they traded him across the country to the National League West team that they aren't going to see a whole bunch, although they're going to see him right away, right?
Yeah.
But it's still, I mean, I think they probably identified a few teams. I don't think they put it out there and said, oh, you know what, everybody, Rafael Devers is on the market. We're going to find out probably more about that tonight when Breslow talks. But that's my educated guess on it anyway.
Rob, let me ask you this. Now that the Giants have Ralphie in their lineup, what's the ceiling for this team in your estimation?
Oh, I mean, you get to this point in the season and you're in it, you can do it. I mean, you can absolutely win. You can, and because let's look at this. The Dodgers aren't going to make the over-under of 104.5 wins. Like, they aren't. I mean, that's okay. They're still a good team, but they're a flawed team. That you look at all these teams, like, there is not – we thought that the National League West was going to be this unbeatable group of teams led by the Dodgers and the Padres. We thought that, you know, maybe the Phillies and the Mets were going to be these unbeatable teams in the National League East. These are going to be the elite. Everybody's flawed. It's the same thing. Like and we've seen this in the postseason the last few years. And so now, you know, I give Posey a ton of credit, man. Like he sees exactly that they have as good a team as any. I mean, they're still a flawed team, but they have as good a team as any. The record is right there with everybody else. And now you make your move ahead of when everybody else is making their move. Because when you get to the trade deadline, the price goes up three times. Mm. It becomes appreciably more difficult. They hit the sweet spot with Rafael Devers, and I think that, you know, when we look back at who were the winners in terms of mid-season acquisitions, whether it's late July or in June, the Giants have probably already wrapped that up with this Devers deal.
Rob Bradford joining us on 95.7 The Game, works for WEEI. Rob, I was hoping just to get a little perspective on Rafael as a hitter and how it might compare in Fenway to Oracle. And I'm just thinking down the right field line. I know it's relatively short in Boston, but it gets deep in a hurry. Out here in San Francisco, it's kind of short, but it also gets deep in a hurry. But there's a big wall in right field. How often does Devers, you know, hit the wall in left field at Fenway Park? And what's going to happen to those kind of hit balls similarly out here? Any way you could give us just a little scouting report on what you think might happen with his hitting out here?
Yeah, so it's when you watch Rafi Devers, like, he hits home runs all over the place. But the thing that's striking, has always been striking about him, is the way he backspins balls to left field. And I don't care how far the fence is. It's to center and to left, where he hits a ball and you think it's going to be just a routine fly ball, and it carries another 30 feet. That's how he's always been. He's got incredible backspin and power in that respect. So I think that's what is going to jump out to you more than anything. It's not, you know, he's not a guy who I don't think is going to be jacking balls in the water, like, all over the place, pulling the ball. He will once in a while. But the backspin to the opposite field, to center field, those are the balls. And the only time he gets in trouble, and we saw this, guys, I mean, nobody's really talking about it now because he's got an OPS over 900. He just hit a home run yesterday. But to begin the year, I mean, he had a historically bad start. Yep. He struck out 15 and 19 times. He could not hit a fastball to save his life. And he's going to go through these ruts where teams just keep firing fastballs at him, and he has a hard time with them. But you know what? He corrects. You know how I know he corrects? Because look at his numbers. Every single year, he ends up with good numbers. So another big thing with him, too, he has to stay healthy the last couple months. And I do think DHing will help that. He has broken down the last couple months. He plays through it a lot of times. But, like, this is something to keep an eye on. You got to get him healthy to August and September, which hasn't been the case the last few years. Mm.
Rob, we'll get you out of here on this one. You put some respect on Rafi's glove. You said he wasn't a brutal defender. And I don't know about you, Rob, but I like to see as much of these elite athletes or players like Devers on the field and at bat. If you found out that the Giants run him out there as the everyday first baseman for the rest of the year, is that something he can handle, first base? How confident are you in that switch?
Yeah, I think that's ultimately going to be his position if he wants to play in the field. I mean, that's where everyone was saying when Tristan Casas got hurt, they said, dude, like, Rafi, let's go. I mean, you're going to play first probably – like, just like Vlad moved over. And so, you know, but he, because of all the things that we mentioned, he wasn't willing to do it. Now, I think he can be good. I think that he has good enough hands. But still, with first base, and we've litigated this a ton recently, the Ron Washington, how difficult, it's incredibly difficult, like, from Moneyball. And so Yeah, I mean, it's going to take some time. He's going to have to go out and work at it. There's a lot of little intricacies that he's going to have to pick up. But in terms of being mobile enough, being able to do it, I absolutely think that that position could be Rafael Devers for a long, long time if he just accepts it, he puts his mind to it. And just like I said, I'll come back to it, Vlad Guerrero Jr., he made the transition, same sort of deal.
Hey, Rob, great stuff, man. Really appreciate it. You've given Giants fans a lot to chew on out here. And it does feel like the Bay might be feeling a little better than Boston about the trade. So, you know, sorry about that, but it's out of my control.
Oh, no, dude, listen, I always wonder why, you know, what it was like to trade Luka Doncic. So I'm sure everyone out there will want to know what it felt like to get him, because this is everybody should feel good. When your front office does something like this, people in baseball, front offices forget sometimes. The goal is to win a World Series, and it seems like that's what Posey's goal is this year, and he understands that. So good for everybody there.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it, man.
Take it easy.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Rob Bradford.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.